This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Greg Kim. Whoever is elected to the city council in Bethel will grapple with the city's response to the pandemic, along with other issues like roads and hiring Bethel's next city manager. Four candidates are competing for three open seats on city council, and each responded to these issues during a live forum on Wednesday hosted by KYUK. KYUK's Anna Rose MacArthur has more.
The candidates are incumbents Mayor Perry Barr and Councilmember Michelle DeWitt, newcomer Rose Sugar Henderson, and write-in candidate Conrad C.J. McCormick. When asked how the city should enforce its COVID-19 airport testing and public mask mandates, candidates didn't have solid answers, but they agreed some kind of enforcement is needed. Henderson wanted to work with the council to find a solution. Barr wanted to steer away from fines. DeWitt suggested the council work with the city manager and attorney to explore an education strategy and for the council to debate citations. McCormick seconded DeWitt.
I agree a citation or a fine of something to that effect would be useful, but education is absolutely necessary as well. I know for a fact there's a number of individuals within this community who don't know what the requirements are.
Currently, no city employee is charged with making sure Bethel's codes are followed. When asked if the city should create a code enforcer position, each candidate said yes. All the candidates also supported expanding the fitness center to add a gymnasium with a basketball court. As to how the city can change its hiring process to retain its next city manager longer, candidates offered various ways of training a local person for the job. McCormick suggested partnering with the local workforce development program. Barr suggested creating a career path once a city manager is hired.
We need to grow our own. We need to hire and create a new position within the city manager's office where we have a assistant executive or we have a deputy city manager that could step in at a moment's notice in the event that we lose the city manager.
DeWitt agreed and also encouraged the city and the public to support whoever steps into the city manager role. Henderson also favored letting that person settle into the position before the council passes judgment on their performance. On to what to do about four-wheelers speeding down the roads, DeWitt suggested creating more trails to get the four-wheelers off the roads. McCormick, who drives a four-wheeler, urged an approach that factors in people who can't afford other types of vehicles. Barr agreed with that and wants to see more enforcement of the speed limit and helmet laws. Henderson suggested posting a separate speed limit for four-wheelers using the highway shoulder.
The more that the four-wheeler population is growing, the more they're driving on the highway, doing the same speed limit that the cars are doing. They're not wearing helmets, and we need to put a stop to that.
As to how to expand the city's park system, each candidate had a different approach. Barr suggested creating a park for winter activities like ice skating. Henderson wants to see boardwalks built to connect subdivisions and give people a place to walk away from the dusty roads. DeWitt supported adding a dog park and restructuring how the city administers parks.
I also think we need to look at expanding recreational services, maybe in the form of a contract, since we lost our true parks and rec department. And look at maybe carving out a division of public works to focus on parks maintenance.
McCormick added that more parks could help retain city employees with the added recreational activities. When asked about their stance on the Donlin Gold Mine, all the candidates opposed the project. Listen to the entire 2020 City Council Candidates Forum online at kyuk.org. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.
Continuing in Bethel's election. The Bethel city election is on October 6th, but city voters can begin voting now. City Clerk Lori Strickler says voting before the election is only one option. Others include voting by mail and online voting. Strickler says those wanting to vote early can do so with public health precautions at City Hall.
It opens at 8:30 a.m. and will remain open until 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. And on Thursdays, we will have an extended hour opportunity for those that can't make it before 5 and will be open till 6 p.m. on Thursday. And then just in case people still haven't been able to make it to the early voting locations, we will host an early voting October 3rd opportunity.
That is Saturday, October 3rd at City Hall. If you go to City Hall to vote before the election, you can get both the city ballot and the REAA, or Regional Education Attendance Area ballot. Strickler says the city is providing as many options as possible to vote early in hopes of reducing congestion during the October 6th city election. Another change is that Bethel's Precinct 1 voting location has been moved. Normally, Precinct 1 is located at the Lower Kuskokwim School District's office boardroom, but the city has relocated that polling place to the student clinic, which is a lot smaller space.
So with that, on election day, we're only going to be permitting two voters in the precinct at a time. So again, especially those that are voting at Precinct 1, it is really important to try to make it to the city hall in advance of election day to get your vote in, because otherwise we might have some outside lines to get in and access the polls.
Bethel's Precinct 2 is located at the Cultural Center. The other option is to vote by mail, but to do that, voters need to request that a ballot be sent to them in the mail. Strickler says Saturday, September 26th is a deadline to apply for an absentee by mail ballot. The request can be emailed to cityclerk@cityofbethel.net or just drop by City Hall during early voting and pick up an application or go online for a ballot.
And then that ballot can be dropped off on the to the precinct locations the day of the election or mailed back to the City of Bethel, as long as it's received by October 8th at 5 o'clock when we host our canvas board.
The city does not supply absentee ballots for the REAA election. To vote by mail or with an absentee ballot in the REAA election, voters must apply with the State Division of Elections. The third city election option is voting online. The way it works is that people get the ballot online, print it out, vote on it, and then return it to the city electronically.
And then we take the electronic ballot submitted by the voter and mark the ballot and then submit it to the canvas board for review. It's a confidential ballot once it leaves the hands of the election official for the early voting site. But if somebody does choose to accept a ballot by electronic means, they are also then waiving their right to a secret ballot.
For those who want to go to the polls to vote in the city election on October 6th, Strickler says the city has created spaces to do so safely by helping people to keep social distance, supplying masks, and providing and using disinfectants. Strickler says typically about 20% of Bethel's eligible voters vote in the city election. This year, there are four candidates running for three seats on the city council: Michelle DeWitt, Mayor Perry Barr, Rose Sugar Henderson, and Conrad C.J. McCormick. Thanks for listening to KYUK News. Please send any news tips to news@kyuk.org. And stay tuned for News Yukdun coming up.